started when I was a senior in December of 1941. I was drafted in 1943, and after receiving the initial information at Fort Sheridan, Illinois, I was on a train and I ended up in Riverside, California, and they trucked me out to Camp Hahn, where I received about 5 months of artillery training. And one of the worst sections of that training was out on the desert, Camp Irwin, for 12 weeks in the middle of summer. And it felt like hell, but I stuck it out. And then when I got back to Camp Hahn, I went over to the Air Force, and that's when I applied and I was transferred into the Air Force. But because the war had been progressing fairly well and they had enough cadets, they decided that new ones weren't needed. And so they needed more infantry because they were planning on D-Day, which was coming up. And when D-Day happened, I was in Camp Phillips, Kansas. And they said, as soon as you get your furlough, I got a furlough, we'll ship you overseas. So that was in July of 1944. And our unit, 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment, was dropped near Vegel, Holland. And we were to secure a bridge there so that the land forces could come without any problems. And after the initial landing, I'll never forget, as we were moving from town into another position, I saw my first real bad fatality. It was our radio operator, who at that time was carrying a big, huge pack on his back. And he was ahead of me, and he was like in a ditch on his knees with a hole in his head, and the radio was on his back. And that was the first encounter I had, and I said, well, I just have to keep going. As it was in December, they decided that we needed a rest. So they said, they pulled us from the front lines and sent us to France. I was in the barracks, and it was sort of, it was either late at night, early in the morning, I think it was. They said, everyone came through the barracks saying, everyone get your gear. We're going forward. We have to be prepared to meet the Germans. And so we all got our gear together, and then they had these trucks. The Germans were thinking about this city called Bastogne, which is very key for their advancement to the coast, because their idea was to break through the American lines and go to the sea in Belgium. And finally, it was about 4 a.m, they stopped, and it was very quiet, it was cold, but there still was no snow on the ground. And they said, this is Bastogne. They asked us to surrender, and that's when Colonel Ballard, it was one of our leaders, talked to those three Germans that came in with a white flag, and they said, nuts. And so they went back, and then we kept fighting. And then when the snow came, everything became white, and we had to really bundle up. And I remember we dug a foxhole and put some logs over it and straw, and it was just as warm as toast in the foxhole. But then when we had to get out every once in a while on guard duty or fire the mortars, we saw a lot of action when we were surrounded. And I was very fortunate. I was a mortarman. And I wasn't always at the front. I was a little behind, but there was one time shortly after we arrived in Bastogne that our unit was about 50 feet from the machine gunners, and we could look out of our foxhole and see the machine gunners just pouring the lead onto the Germans who were coming in with the tanks. and that stopped them. I remember one good friend of mine, we were in Bastogne, and we were going from a barn where we were staying to our gun emplacement, and I was ahead of him, and he was maybe 10 steps behind me, and all of a sudden I looked back, he was killed by a sniper. But I kept going, I went into the foxhole, and that's when the German, we were very close to the machine gunners at that time, and the shells were bursting all around us, and I kept saying, well, if one of those shells hits this open spot, I'm gone. But it never hit me. So there was, it was very touch and go at the time. And I remember planes coming over and trying to bomb us. I know they buried our mortar platoon emplacements several times. But we finally prevailed. And with the Army now being able to supply us from the ground, we were able to start going forward and push them back. What I remember about the Battle of the Bulge was it was so severe in the way of destruction. Thank the good Lord, I was able to come through that without any injuries. And I had many opportunities, but I was very fortunate. And after we got through Bastogne, we just moved forward toward the Rhine River, because that was the next objective, to get those bridges across the Rhine River in southern, I guess it would be southern Germany. That's when they call us off. They said, you guys have had enough. I feel so fortunate. And I remember my prayer was, God, if you want to take me, or if something happens to me, take all of me. Don't just take a limb or that. And I was fortunate.